We're talking about regal here. So what is the last answer to the Beinu Peretz? Oh, because our Mishnah was playing off of a previous case of regal that appeared in a preceding Mishnah. What case of regal appears in a preceding Mishnah? Nachash. Because that of the five chayos is Machlokas, Tanakam, and Belazar, whether they're B'nai Tarav. Mr. Belazar disagreed with Ari Dov, but he agreed to Nachash. Nachash is more Liolam. So Nachash was the last one, was the most violent one. So since the Mishnah Tezvav Mabez, which is still part of the Mishnah Tezayin Mabez, more or less same Mishnah, they talked about Nachash, so let's continue talking about regal. So that is the impetus for many Rishonim. Tosus backs into it. Remember, if you want to open Tosus, on Tezayin Mabez, you can't say that it's Karen. Most of these chayos are shein, because they're eating, having a good time eating. Most of the chayos are shein. And then he says, the nachash, what about the, if anyone wants, you know, the makaros, if anyone wants a makaros from yesterday, pass them around, I brought them in for you. Okay, let me get my sheets out, nice chance to take a moment and get myself organized. Okay. So they look at the Beinu Peretz, Beinu Peretz wants to know why the second parak begins, right? Talmudic logic is consistent throughout all of Shas. So he's applying the same question the Gemara says in Brachos and Makos. She says, why does the Mishnah begin with regal? It seems like a stylistic issue. And his last answer, Inami, Mishum Desayin, the Parakamba Denachash, Mor Leolam, Bezer Regal, in Anal Ezekah. Because the Mishnah on Tezayin ended with Nachash, which is regal, so the Mishnah on Daf Yudzayin continues the regal conversation. First regal, then Shein, rather than first Shein, then regal or Eshmedek. That's why regal precedes Shein. Does anyone remember which Rishon argued? Which Rishon said that Nachash has to be Shein? Remember, it's the Rashba. The Rashba in the beginning on Daf Beis, let's open up the Rashba if you have it. The Rashba, now it's not clear whether he just doesn't take the Medrash literally and that's why he moves it to Shein, or he feels pressure to move it to Shein and therefore can't take the Medrash literally. But one thing is clear in the Rashba, he doesn't want to make it regular. He wants to make Nachash Shein. And therefore he says, this is the Rashba, Beis and Medbeis, the end of Raskul Baruch, Lav la meima she'in lo hanach klan. I mean, the nachash doesn't have hanach. Nachash bites it, eats hanach. Ask the nachash, are you enjoying eating that big goat? Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. Maybe take a long time, but I'm enjoying it. L'shein lo hanach lecho. Mikama, right, doesn't have the joy of biting, but it still has the nutrition. Kivin to orchid be'achin l'nach v'mitar. Shein, it's a told of shein. Inami told of regal. And then he says, you know what, it could be regal. Now, calling a nachash regal, which the Rambam doesn't have to do, because according to the Rambam, nachash is carried more than pila. So, is a major, major statement about regal. Because what is Neshichas HaNachash not? Neshichas HaNachash is not the animal is moving away, bumping into things, crushing is the animal, biting and eating and swallowing. So this is a major, sorry we saw it, this is a major, major statement about regal. Then regal is not Neshichas. Regal is any damages which are orche, which don't have enough. And if you hold the nachash doesn't have enough, you can shoehorn nachash to be regal. That's one case we saw. This is not necessarily the way I would structure shear. I'd probably structure shear from actions, different animals. I'd move it outwards, intrinsic to extrinsic. But I want to review the trail that we saw already. And Mr. Shem, I'm going to give you the table for regal. I'll just use this table and I'll add four or five cases. Okay? Who knows the second case we saw, that regel, where there's an action, not just walking and moving, that may be regel, and that would change or at least convince us that regel is any damage to Zorche. Again, feel free to cheat. No? Pachim kitanim, according to Eliezer, okay? Anyone going to get my joke? Okay? We have to see if I can insinuate a lumbish joke, see if you get it. I've quoted Pachim Ketanim about 5-6 times already. I must continue quoting it for another 2 weeks, and then I can stop quoting it. 2 weeks from today, I will stop quoting Pachim Ketanim, as long as I make it to Sunday, 2 weeks from yesterday. Why is it important for me to continue quoting Pachim Ketanim until 2 weeks from yesterday? What? No, not 2 weeks, it's close, but... Actually, Tzraros, I have to quote until at least next week, but it'll be all right because we have 2 weeks with Tzraros. Vayishlach. Because in Vayishlach, Yaakov walks over Mavro Yabok, and he goes back for Pachim Ketanim. So, I have to continue this Pachim Ketanim business at least until Yom Aleph of Parshas Vayishlach. Tzraros, we need until Vayetze. Why do we need Tzraros until Vayetze? So you have to continue Tzoros until Parshas Vayetze. Okay, I always have to think about Lamas. Pachim Ketanim, in Yiddish speak, in Torah speak, is like a way to say, oh, small change, not important. Pachim Ketanim, yeah, Narishkeit. kleinikai. Narishkai means stupidity, kleinikai means little things. Plan pachim ketanim, yeah, okay. Or, oh, pachim ketanim, we even care about pachim ketanim. So, the Mishnah on Daf Tetzvav Amud Beis listed squatting as one of the Karen, right? Animal squats, it's Karen, because the animal squats to damage it. Oh, I want to damage that Kli, it's Karen, and it has to go through the Talmud Board business, as we all know. On Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Amr Belasa, Loshan, or Abachim Gedalim squatting on Big Kli. Abachim Gedalim, Orechehu. Now, since we're now looking at it from a reverse angle, who is not bothered by this pachim ketanim possibly being regal? Who has an easy out in the sugya? Who did we say? Well, now, tells us, he didn't really talk about it, the Rambam's view. In the Rambam's view, we have a model called Keren, which is more than Mitchilasa. And depending upon which lashon in the Gemara you choose, you can say that if a lashon said that the animal squats on small kalim, that's already Keren more than Mitchilasa, and you don't have to go through the tam process, just like Nachash, just like Abneskina Maso. But who did call Pachim Ketanim, not just Shein Regel, but Regel? If you asked me, I would have said, Pachim Ketanim is, what would you have said? If it's not Karen Mord Chilasa, what would you have said? No? Animal sitting on Pachim Ketanim, what would I call it? Which of them is it? It's not Eish, it's not Bor. Just told you it's not Karen. If you're Shein and Regel, what would you call it? Shein. Animal, it's not Kavanasal Hasek, it enjoys it. It's like a little tactile, it's like a nice mattress on the animal. Sitting on Pachim Ketanim to feel the tactile response. I would have said, that's what Rabbi Lazar said. Pachim Gedol, the animal doesn't really get any pleasure. So that's Karen, Kavanas Elasik. When the animal gets pleasure, that's right. Who called it Regel? Anyone remember? Okay, give me a Rashi. Rashi, Taf Tes Zayin Amin Aleph, Avol Pachim Kitanim Orchehu. Trying to teach you how to be rigorous, not just, first you have to be not Karen, then it's Shein and Regel. Is it Karen? Same thing with Nachash. So what does Rashi say? Avol Pachim Kitanim Orchehu Lervot, Svim Rav Tzalem, Bishus Rabin Pater, Bishus Nezach and Son, the Tolda de Regel. Okay, now we have our second case of a distinct, programmed, autonomous action, not just Derech Yilucho, called Regel. According to Rashi, according to Belazar. Remember, if you're the Rabbanah, you don't have to say this. Maybe the Rabbanah in the room said to Belazar, you can't call it Regel. What would you call it? I don't know. Maybe the Mishnah sounds like it's Karen, and it's by default not Regel. But it's only Rabbi Elazar according to Rashi who's forced to call Pachim. So if you interviewed Rabbi Elazar according to Rashi, I'm pretty confident he'd say that Regel is not just silly little actions that come naturally, but even actions that are normal, but that are authored and premeditated, precalculated, as long as they don't have enough. What other case did we look at? Okay, look at your piece of paper. Another case of a authored, premeditated action, not just swinging and moving, possibly. Kishkish biznava. What happens if the animal swings its tail? Now, I wrote this incorrectly. Not kishkish biamsa. There are two cases. One is where the animal swings its male member when it's agitated or aroused. But that seems like, on Daf Yates, that seems like it's a Karen question. Here, on the one hand, there's like this desire that overcame the animal, but it's not militant and bellicose. It's desire to have pleasure. So how do we find, just to read the Gemara, because we're going to go back to this Gemara when we see the Gemara, where it says in your testament days, Boyravina, after the two das, Kishkisha Biam Samahu. And it seems like the whole question is it Karen or not? Okay? Me, I'm reading me, yeah, that Karen, it's a kataka flight, it's overcome by a desire to damage Hachinami, it overcome by sexual desire. Odilma Karen Kavanos Elhazik, ha, ain't Kavanos Elhazik. Can't really be called Karen. Now, it's an interesting question. If it's not called Karen, what would you call it? What would the most likely option be if you can't call it Karen? What would you call swinging with the agitated male organ? Probably Shein. Okay? Even though, why would you not call it Shein? Think about your Shein questions, Rashi Ben Hananel, because. No, if it's not Kavan, if it's the same between Kavanos and sexual desire. What's wrong with calling a chain? And we'll get back to this Gemara. What's wrong with calling a chain? Because the hana is right, tangential to the damage. It got hana by the agitation, by the arousal. And then once it was aroused, then you got hana by the breakage. You got hana by being aroused. What does it sound like? Which machlokas? Where the hana is tangential to the nezek. Not what? Which machlokas? Rashi Ben Hananel about, who remembers the language? Tinfa Paris Lanasa. Is it rolling on the Paris, where the Hana and the Nezek are part of one complex? Or the animal urinates, and the urination is what gives the animal pleasure, and while it urinates, same thing here, this would be urination. So it may not just be Shane. But I don't know, let's say it is Shane right now. But there's a previous case where it's clearly not Shane. Not where the animal swung its agitated male organ, but the previous case. Let's see the previous case. Gemara says, Yosef, of line number 6, Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah Rabbi Oshia Akila de Rabbi Yehuda. They were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yehuda, nothing must have been out, and they asked the following question, Kishkishkab is nothing. Right, these guys now you see, right, if you're learning Bava Kama, Asha, you're learning Bava Kama, you never learned Gemara before, you say, wow, the greatest minds in the history of the world have nothing better to do than talk about tails and male organs. And there is none of that. These are conceptualizations. They're thinking about extreme cases because they're trying to circle Regel, they're trying to crack Regel. So they're talking about cases that are extreme, not normal walking and pushing, because they're trying to capture regal. In this case, not just regal, but there's just a rabbin Torah, which is the context of your test. Kish kishab is navama. Amalei idach l'chiyachos. Zenab is navavi. Elich, you can hold your animal's tail. Remember, there's no pleasure here with the tail. That's why it's different than the male organ. When it says, yachay karen nami neim ha'achivich, zenab mekerem v'yelach ha'chayashay, karen la'vur ha'orachayim. So v'chem yachin v'chem mami boilei. So what's the question? It's orachay tzirakal yachay. We know the lecha. When it says kishkish yiserim yibarla, the animal's normal swinging of its tail, that's regular, because an animal actually walks with its tail, just like you walk with your arms. Try today walking without your arms contributing to your gait, without your shoulders contributing to it. It's very hard. It's very hard to walk as a stiff board. So all your movement helps the gait. With an animal, it's not just the legs and the body weight, it's also the tail helps it, you know, it's like a fin, whatever, it helps it, at least keeps its balance. So kishkush, regular biznaba, that's regular. But what about extra kishkush? The animal swings even more than it needs to walk. Why would this not bear? It's not Shane. It's not Karen. Animal's the only one who damages, swings his tail more. It's not Boar. What's the Gemara's question? Gemara's, it doesn't know. So one way to slice the question is, okay, let's stream it through Rosh Hashanah. Can we apply the Petur Rosh Hashanah to regal to extra swinging? Another way to ask the question, our way to ask the question today is this regal? And if it's not regal, maybe Pater. Because the Torah may only have the capacity to mechayev you with normal gait-based movement damages, not extra actions. Against Tosfos by Nachash, against Abelazah by Pachim Ketanim, to call something regular can't be a premeditated action. It just has to be normal, non-actions that just come from breathing, walking, living, breathing. Nothing more. And Kishkish Yisera, Kishkish Biznava, okay, that could be regal. But Kishkish Yisera, that's not regal. We veered beyond the parameters of regal. So please, on your table, just make one emendation. I made a mistake. It's not Kishkish Biamsa, but Kishkish Biznava. The same question could be told about Kishkish Biamsa, but it's more direct by Kishkish Biznava. Again, this whole Gemara Eitan is talking about Rosh Hashanah. So we may have to stream it. We know it's regal Natan. The only question is, can we apply the Petur Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to get to. There are two ways to learn the Gemara's question. Are you pater or chayev for your animal's excess tail swinging Rosh Hashanah? A, it depends on how we understand excess tail swinging is regal. B, how you understand Rosh Hashanah. Every question is always deconstructed based on one of the two logical axes, not necessarily both. So the same thing here. So now we had case number 3. Case number 4, which we saw, again, I'm just reviewing the cases we saw, is what? Can Karen be regal? Trick question. Your older brother's a big Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Rosh Kibbutz. When I say, Rabbi Targan, talk today. Can Karen be regal? I said, come on. I heard about this Rabbi Targan. I know he doesn't know how to learn, but like even regular, like when Karen is regular, what does that even mean? No, can an animal, not when it damages the Kavan al-Hazik, can an animal, when it's just walking and it moves its Karen as part of the walking, can it be regular or not? So let's see. Okay, since let's see, the Rashba and Daf Yud Zayin. Okay, we saw this Rashba, the Rashba and Yud Zayin. Our Rashba. In Dibra Maskel, I think I may have given you the incorrect Dibra Maskel. Makar, it's Dibra Maskel Begufa, the end of Begufa. V'tani Hani, the Mishnah learns all the bodily damages of an animal that are regal in our Mishnah. V'hu hadin bekarna derech ilucha. Bekarna derech ilucha. Now, you could say I'm wrong. You could say, look, Karen, body's all the same. Even that, look at me, guys. When a nachash goes like this, that's a premeditated action. When an animal swings its tail wildly, that's a premeditated action unrelated to gait. When an animal squats, okay, that's not walking, it's squatting. But Karen, okay, when an animal walks with his head, walks with his horns, I don't know, look at the people walk. See people that walk with their heads sometimes. So the fact that Rashba calls it Karen, not nishta goyse chiddush, not the end of the world. Because it's still mamish derech ilucha, not just the orchay. Or no, or is this the Rashba Again, you'd have to then hold this up with the Rashba's question on Daf Beis: is Nachash Keren Eshein or Regel? Right? If the second shot of the Rashba on Daf Beis is willing to call Nachash being no sheikh Regel, then certainly Keren could be Regel because the Rashba doesn't hold of this crazy Regel shot. Regel is any Orche damage, not just unauthored damage. The Tosefta. Let's quickly look at the Tosefta because I remember when I learned it the first time, I didn't show you the Tosefta. The Tosefta, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid. Rashba is quoting the Tosefta. Okay. The footnote person, the one who wrote the footnote, says that it doesn't know where the Tosefta is. I think it's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid. Behema Shenichnasa Me'elea Lirashus Hayochid Vezika Biyada Biragla Feet. Hands, right, animals the same. Feet and hands, front feet, back feet, hind feet. Uve karna, and it's keren. Uve ol, and it's yoke. Uve masoi, and it's weight. Yada, 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 that's regal. So the Tosefta, Perek Aleph, Alachadalit, also includes keren. I don't know of Rishon that says that keren can't be regal, that keren derech ilucha can't be regal, although the Mishnah doesn't say. When the Mishnah talks about body parts, it doesn't say the animal damage with its keren. Okay, so these are the four issues that we use to probe whether regel is any orche damage without hana, or regel has to be pure derech ilucha. Who remembers a rishon we saw on Daf Gimel that started to add extra language to make us think that regel isn't just orche absent of hana? Who remembers the rishon? Did you underline it? Or is it on the Makaros? Ben Hanan. Excellent. Let's go back to Ben Hanan on Daf Gimel. Remember, we used Rabbeinu Chananel yesterday. It's a good mesechta to get used to reading Rabbeinu Chananel ben Chushiel. Okay, so on the Gimel and Aleph, when the Rabbeinu Chananel described Regel, it's a little bit more verbose than just Orche, Orche, Orche without Hana, right? Regel is like an ugly stepkin or stepbrother to Shane. Shane is like Orche plus Hana, Regel is Orche without Hana. So the language is E Regel de Hezeko Matsui. Remember the matzoi, not just the orche. Shemitsuya halichasa b'chol eis v'hefsedasa b'halichasa. Animals walk, and they always walk, and this comes from walking. Shemitsuya halichasa b'chol eis v'hefsedasa b'halichasa. Again, it's hard to know what these words mean, but I certainly want you to learn textual sensitivity. When the Rabbeinu Chananel starts saying something, why do you have to say that? Just say, yeah, orche. And when they're... Remember on the shiur that I gave you, I'm not going to repeat it now, the shiur that I gave you a couple months ago, I listed like five Rashis that all say, Orche, Orche, that's simple shot, regular Orche. Five Gemaras that say Orche. Like, why is Rabbeinu Chananel shifting the gravity from Orche to Hezeko, Matzah, Mitzuya, Halichasa? Remember, we think Hezeko, Matzah means the Hezek is Matzah. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, what does Matzah mean? Not just the Hezek is Matzah, but the walking is Matzah. The word Matzah qualifies walking and not just frequency, but automation. It's just automatic walking. It's the most basic nerve response. So like walk, breathe, body weight. It's not an action. It's not an action of down. It's not a maisa nezek. Remember, if bava kama requires a maisa nezek to be mechayev, right? There are two ways. There are two macro time. Anyone want macro logic? There are two things that may force me to say this about regel. A, I can't be chayev for my animal's actions. And, well, actually, strip that. Okay. Back, I won't give you. We'll get back to that macro some other point. Okay, today we're going to add to this table. So here's our table. Today we're going to add to the table. What are we going to add to the table? We're going to talk about the animal itself, actions of the animal itself. Maybe an action of regel that doesn't sound so regel-like. Can you tell me which of the regel actions are more actions than just walking? Look at the Mishnah. Which regel scenario, you could say, is that really regel according to this very streamlined regel view? That seems like an action. It's not squatting. It's not biting. It's not kerening. But it seems like, is that really regel? What action? Who saw it in Tosfos? Which action? That stomping. Is stomping really regel? What is the Lashon and Mishnah for stomping? Darsa. Can darsa be regel? Now the answer is it is. The question is why, and for which animals? So we're talking about darsa being regel. The next question we're going to talk about is, what about, what's the word I'm looking for, when you go through the garbage? What, scavenging? Your nose? What am I talking about? Which case? Chazir, Navar Bashba. What happens if a pig is moving its snout through the garbage? Can we call that regal? Or do we have to call it chain? Then we're going to talk about appendages. Okay, how does this question affect appendages? Can I call regal appendages which are strange? If regal is just orche and regular orche, and okay, so whatever gets on the animal, that's on the animal. It's a normal for animal to work. This thing got caught in the animal. If I really feel that it's just the animal's basic walking, can I attach appendages which are strange? Anyone know where that comes up? Where you saw the Makaros? Okay, give a little clickbait. Strings or buckets? What's the Mishnah talking about? Strings or buckets?
Chicken.
Right. Chicken and strings, chicken and buckets. And then the last issue we'll talk about is, we saw this a little bit, I'll just talk about it a little bit more elaborately, is kofar. Can you even think about kofar by regal? Because kofar, you may have to have an act of murder by the animal. And maybe regal isn't an action. Okay? So we're just going to fill up this table, and then we'll open up a doorway into a whole new universe. And that's called Tzraros. Well, how does this table about regel affect the next five tables about Tzraros? And that's going to be a double-edged question. Is Tzraros really regel? Is it not regel? Why is it a subset? Why is it different from regel? So I'm trying to stitch together sugyas for you. Now, there's not a sugya here, a sugya there. The easiest thing in the world to go sugya by sugya. The harder thing is to create large frescoes, large tapestries of macro logic, and see how one thing affects the other. I'm trying to do that. I always kill myself for doing it. Like, maybe I shouldn't, but I want you to see what the goal is. What is it all about? It's not just episodic. One sugya, next sugya, next sugya. Try to get a macro sense of Bava Kamma, a macro sense, and then, of course, a macro sense of how Bava Kamma relates to Bava Metzia. But, okay. Let us start. So, let's open the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, these are the cases of regel. Mishnah is Ayinim and Aleph. One of the cases is Haisa. Again, just to, in case you don't know, because it's going to hang over us like an albatross today. Anything which the animal does with its body is nezek shelim, regular regel. Anything the animal does through its koach, let's say, classic case, kicking a stone, stone flies and damages, waving wings, wind goes and damages. Anything that's thrown, winded, koach, second force, indirect, is going to be tzraros, chatzin nezek, and that's going to get to tomorrow. But it's going to constantly come up in our mishnas and brises, to have to know what the words are. Okay? So, ketzer regel, regel, shab, bederech, ilucham, heim, asahaloch, kidarka, ulishaber. Okay, it's regular regal. Let's say kick stones. We'll see what this means. That's chatzinezek of service. Okay, now we're up to the next scenario of regal. The first case of the scenario was lahaloch kedarka. Animals walk, that's regal. Animals walk and kick stones, that's service. Now another scenario of regal. Darsa ala kli. The animal stomps on a kli. Vishavra so, and he breaks it. Vinafala kli. The shavro, and then the first kli now hits the second kli. So this is a combo platter. The first kli is regel, the second kli is tzraros, because shards of the first kli went and broke the second kli, that's kofar. Okay, so the Mishnah is impacting these strange scenarios just to give us conceptualizations. Tosafot says, stop, pause. Why is the Mishnah giving us two rounds here? One round is walking is regel, kicking stones is tzraros. So the simple answer to that is, what's the chiddush of the second round? I just said it a minute ago. The combo platter. In the first round, we had separate cases of regal and soros. In the second round, we had regal and soros all wrapped into one. Stomp on one, kli, kli goes down. You will think about that, why that may or may not be a chiddush when we get to soros. Tosas doesn't feel that's a warrant for a second round. So Tosas is searching, why do you need a second round? Just talk about walking. If you walk and you damage, it's regal. If you throw stones, then it's soros. If you project stones, Tosfos, darsala, kli. Omeri, the itzdarech lashmi inan, the saga daitech amina, the meshunahu, kivan de darsa kolkach bechozek, shenitas hashever al kli acher v'shibro, umistamer lahazek niskavna. Wow, this is a loaded tosos. I would have thought that if the animal stomps with enough strength to project broken parts of the first kli upon another kli, that would be meshuna. And if it would be Mishuna, what would it be? Doesn't say. So what's the easy way to read Tosos, so he's not a troublemaker. Right, this is just a half of me. I would have thought that heart stomping is Mishunah, and I would call it Keren. And then Pechat Seinazeg, and therefore the Chiddush of Mishnah is right. Because it's still working. What's the provocative way to read Tosos? I would have thought that stomping isn't regal because it's not just regular walking. Regular walking is like this. Regular walking like this doesn't project broken pieces to others. But walking with some degree of strength, Karen is walking, Karen, not Mishuna. It just means I can't call this regular. This is a normal gait. I can't call this regular. And maybe it won't be chayiv on regular. This is a habamita, guys. Remember, that's what the mission is coming to debunk. By the way, don't think that. Doris is classic regular. So evidently, walking comes in many, many forms. Regular walking, it's hard to walk. It's hard to know what Tosis means. I think I know what Tosis means. Can anyone prove to me that I'm wrong in Tosis? That Tosis is flirting in the Havamina, not with calling Drisa non-regal, but with calling it Karen. What proves that Tosis is in Karen land? Adir? Kavanah Zlahazak. He's equating Mishunah Kavanah Zlahazak. He's getting to Mishunah Kavanah Zlahazak. I'm pretty convinced. Remember, this is not such a big Chiddush. This is a Havamina. But the Havamina show the logical universe of Rishonah. Whoever wrote this mission, you did not say, you know, I got to tell people that Darsa is regal. Why do you have to tell people that Darsa is regal? So one way to say it is because, you know what, Rabbi Danasi was worried sick that people would think it's Karen. So he says, you know, it's not Karen, it's regal. Another way is Rabbi Danasi was worried sick that they would think that excess walking just isn't regal, not that it's Karen, it just can't be regal. And therefore, I'm telling you this really, animals walk different ways. They walk quietly, they walk, it's all walk. You know, you walk different ways, it's not. Like, in what universe was Rabbi Danasi anxious about? Was he anxious, you know, guys are getting confused this with Karen, so I got to tell him it's regal? There's no one confused with Karen. I've already made clear what Karen is. They're just not going to be brave enough to call it regal, because they're going to make distinctions between light walking and strong walking. So I got to tell them that it's all, I got to tell them either one of two things. I got to tell them it doesn't make a difference for regal, because regal is orche, don't give me this Rabbi Tarag and Chiddush. Or I got to tell them that stopping and walking, it's really the same. It's all just normal gait and normal derech hiluch. But there may be a sensitivity to calling this regal already worrying the time of the mission. It's a havamina that he tries to repudiate. It's hard to know in Tosos. We'll see in a second. Yes, no?
It can't be regal. It can't be carried. What would it be?
It'd be pata. If you don't hold like Revelba. There are cases in which you're pata. Or maybe you can learn it out from the two of them together, and then you'd have the double parent question on the vav, with the shares of Torah both. But you can't just call it normal carried. Regal. Maybe be chayiv mishasayachid because it shares some Karen DNA. We don't know because it's a havamina. So one never gets to that stage. But in Rabbi Danasi's mind, he says, "I'm worried that people are going to come to a faulty conclusion and call this Karen or call this not regal, and then we'll have to decide what to do about it." Therefore, I'm telling you guys, you should know, stomping darsa is also regal. Does that mean? Oh, you know why? Because regal is anything: sitting, stomping, biting, Karening, swinging, or you know what? Maybe excess premeditated actions are not regal. This is just part of walking. Animals walk with stronger. Where else in the Mishnah does this question come up? Damages that are not based on normal walking, whether they can be called care. Okay, maybe for big, big animals. You know, animals walk like this, and they walk like this, depending on how muddy it is, or how much yoga they've been trained, whatever. Different ways to walk. But which type of animal, to get a hint, which type of animal has no weight bearing on its feet? And maybe if it does damage, it's because evidently there's something really irregular about that. What am I talking about? Turkeys, right? Turkeys, actually not turkeys, but chickens. Turkeys are much heavier. Okay? If you look at a chicken's anatomy, you see most of the weight bearing is on those little teeny weeny little pinkies, right? A different type of weight bearing system. I'm not a chicken anatomist, but interesting anatomy, how chicken. I'm fascinated by animal anatomies. I once had this show, I was in Australia, I watched it, just took a show down from the internet. They actually dissected all these mammoth animals, and they took giraffes and crocodile, I mean, huge animals. And there you really see the anatomy is very extreme. Like this has an extreme cheek muscles, has an extreme gullet. It was just, you see how Kodesh Baruch Hu made it, it's fascinating. Another week in, you know, obviously dead animal. Anyway. So chicken anatomy, how does it walk? It doesn't really walk, because it hovers. So the Mishnah talks about chickens. Okay, let's continue. After it talks about darsa, now is round three. Hatarnegolim muadim lahaloch kidarkan vilashaber. I want to talk about chickens. We just talked about walking and stopping. Who cares about chickens? So the real answer is, again, why does the Mishnah give a third round of chickens, not just walking in Daris? Why are you talking about chickens? Because of the delay. Because chickens have these wiry little paws, whatever, that things get caught around. It's more likely for a delay or delil to get caught around a chicken than it is around an elephant's foot. So that's why the Mishnah thinks about chickens, because they're walking around and just say, ach, there's always things caught on them. Caught on their nails and on their... But who didn't feel, who felt that we need to hear about chicken for chicken's sake, not for... Which Rishon am I talking about? You see? Okay, look at your source sheet, guys, okay? Look at your source sheet. Oh, yeah, chicken time, okay? So it's good cheer for Thanksgiving. Okay, actually, turkey is probably heavy. Put it together. So the Vein and Tom read the Mishnah like we read the Mishnah. Of course, we learned to read the Mishnah like because we learned the Vein and Tom. Ben Tam says, "Haya itzrach lashmina dorte." We have to know about chickens also. Saga daika hamina eino machbidin klal. Chickens don't put weight. This is the opposite avi of stomping. Stomping is too much weight. Here, chickens normally don't put weight on their feet when they walk. Ein derech ken lishava machmas halichasam v'habi mishuna. Here's that word mishuna again. I would have thought that chicken walking damages mishuna. Would it be carrot? Or he's just saying, you know, it just won't be regular. What would it be? I don't know. It's a havamim. I can't think. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was worried sick. I got to tell people, I got to talk about chickens, because it's not going to be so easy in 2,000 years for Leo or what to imagine that Tarnagol is regular, because he's going to have a Rebbe named Rabbi Targan, and Targan is going to tell him a possible svara that regular is only non-action-based damages. He's going to say, well, chickens, their non-action doesn't create any weight, so this must be a deviance from the non-action walk of a chicken. This chicken who had real, you know, wanted to just make fingerprints in the sand and feel the sand on his body, that's not regular. I have to tell people that's regular. Again, what's the maskana of Rabbi Danasi by writing this? That doesn't make a difference whether it's premeditated autonomous actions or that even chickens that walk. Walking is all just walking. I don't know. But when you loop all these cases together, you start to see that maybe they were worried, no, I'm not just about the Karen-Regel boundary, but about the Regel-Non-Regel boundary, because Regel is a highly stylized and specialized mazik. Again, getting back to Makor Bava Kamma, I can't benji be mechayi for normal things. I have to turn chain into something else, which we talked about, and I have to turn regal. The way I turn regal into something else is to attribute it to the bialim, because there's really no action of the animal. I can't attribute autonomous actions to the bialim. In order to attribute it to the bialim, I have to make it non-autonomous. Who remembers when we saw this, more or less, a little bit like this? Which other autonomous action by a free-thinking organism, trying to give it away without giving it away, can I not attribute back to the bialim? What? Eved v'yama. If you don't hold it, it's just a takana, according to the Rambam, because Yesh Lam Das. So animals also have Das. Again, not as much as every other free will, but they're living separate organism, right? As I told you in the beginning, all of Bava Kamma is a big chiddush. I know if I damage you, why I should pay you. I did it. I know if I assault you, why I should bear, I did it. Why should I be chayv for my Eish bar? What does that do with me? You want to tell me in Bava Basra to move my Eish further away? Okay, you may have that right. It's too hot for me. It's too worrisome for me. I stay up at night. But what's my Eish damages? I'm a bad person. Nu, as we say in Hebrew. Basin will tell me I'm a terrible person. They'll take away my aliyah for the next 2 years. But why should I pay you? What is in Hashem's mind? So one may be the chazan. That's Hashem's chiddush. You pay for negligence. You pay because of the owner. But one way to say it is, okay, you pay for things that are really, really hazardous, like Eish, Karen, and Bor. But for normal run-of-the-mill damages, why should you pay? The answer is, you're right, you don't pay. Shane, you pay because you save some money on your animal's dinner. You save some money on your animal's pleasure. The animal would have to urinate someplace, you urinated, and I was the victim. And regular, you pick, it's like you did it. Because this is normal walking of animals. These are things that happen every second animals walk. And then we can't deviate from that, and outlying cases can't be regular, or the answer is not. How broad is regular determines what regular is. Sweep, essence. Limited regular, one essence. Broad regular, a different essence. Rihanasi may be stretching. Is he stretching because his view of regular is very, very broad? Or he's just saying that any walking is considered natural, or not. He's not even talking about it. He's talking about irregular and care, as it sounds like from Tosfos. This all comes to a, I don't say head, but to a nose, in the case of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And we've seen this before, and we're smart enough to be able to appreciate Gemara architecture. Very often, the Gemara will quote a Braisa that's roughly similar to the Mishnah, but has more information. More information is either a conversation about the positions, more information is a conceptualization about the positions. Remember, we saw the two Braisas in Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah talk about Kol Shechavti Bishmeras Achsharti as Nisko. So the Braisas talk about Masa Shara L'Chershat V'Katan, and then talk about Chomer V'Bor. So Braisas that are like supplementary to the Mishnah. So here, our Gemara initially talks about why they need Regel and Shein Behem and Chayim. We talked about that a little bit in the context of Shein. And then after that first questioning and interrogation, why do you need Behem and Chayim, both in Mishnah Yizai, Mishnah Yitzes, now the Gemara says, now we're on line number 20, on Yud Zayin Uveis, Tana Rabbanan, here's a Braisa. And again, anytime you talk about Regel, you talk about Tzraro, so this Braisa is going to have a lot of Tzraros in there, and we're going to have to amend the Braisa to make sense of the Tzraros flow. So let's read the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Behema mu'edas laloch kidarka v'leshaber. Ketzah. So the first extension of the Braisa is, and we'll talk about this in a minute, bodily extensions, we call appendages. Behema shenifnas l'chatzor nizik v'hezeka b'gufa derech hilucha u'v'sa'ara derech hilucha, we're going outwards, b'ukav shele b'shlif shele b'prumbia shevepia b'zug shevetzavara v'chamar b'maso, appendages, saddle, sacks, weights, yokes, bits, whatever, so you don't have the Mishnah. So that's the first extension of the Braisa. We'll talk about appendages in a moment. Let's first talk about the pigs and then we'll get down to the animal itself. Okay, now, seems like a non sequitur. We're talking about regel and bodily appendages, and now Sovcha says, by the way, here's my chance to tell you I'm a nonconformist on Tzraros and about pigs. Where did that come? So first thing Mar says, he's a pshita. You did damage, of course you're chayef. Mar says, Ela emahitis v'hizik, m'sham nezik sham tzraros. Sovcha was talking about with the animal kicked, and that's Tzraros, and he tells you he's not. Well, finally, says Man Lecharsh Mei Chesiri Mechsev Achiktani. So this is the way to read it. Chesiri Mechsev Achiktani. Tzraros Kirochayu, according to the Tanakhama, regular Tzraros is Chatzin Ezek. We know that. Chazir Sheinover Ba'ashma V'Hitiz V'Hizik B'Shalim Chatzin Ezek. And another case of Tzraros is not just an animal that kicks stones, but a pig that's moving with its nose and pecking and digging and looking and scavenging for food, and it hits its nose, and the nose kicks up some stone or something, and then that stone or projectile goes and damages its little tzraros. And now someone says, oh, you told me two cases of tzraros? Stone kicking and pig nose throwing? By the way, I hope tzraros is nezek sham, which you should know. That's the braisa. Okay, so effectively, for our purposes, pre-tzraros, the braisa has two things that we don't have in the Mishnah. One is appendages. Two is that pigs projecting their nose as they're going through the garbage, trying to find food, throwing these projectiles, that's tzraros, about which the Rabbanan and Simchas have a machlokes. Okay. What is pigs going through the garbage? Let's say when they go through the garbage, they don't throw stones to projectiles, which would be tzraros. Let's say when they go through the garbage, they're looking for food, their noses break something with their nose. Not tzraros. Okay, so the Mishnah is hitis. When they're going through the garbage with their nose and they threw something, they want to uncover, they want to dig, so they knock it far away. They don't knock it far away. They're going through their nose and they crush something. What would Chazir Nover Be'ashba V'Hizik, without throwing things, not hitis, but hizik, what would it be? So what do you think Rashi says? It's a trick question, because the answer is, we don't really know. The only case Rashi talks about, with a pig throwing stones with its beak or its nose, that would be tzraros, right? What would it be? Does direct damage? We don't really know in Rashi. It sounds like it's in regular land. So if it does direct damage, it's regular. If it does damage through throwing stones, it would be tzraros of regular, which is normal tzraros as far as we know. But who says it can't be regular? Who moves it to Shein? Anyone see? Tosfos. Let's read Tosfos together. Nover be'ashpa. So first Tosfos quotes a pasuk from Tehillim about our enemies, likened to a chazir that cuts away in the forest. It sounds like that's what they do. Targamina yinuv rinei. Yicharsimena, cutting, biting, looking for food, is called Nuvrine, good Hebrew word, good modern Hebrew word, lecharsein, means to nibble away, to chew, to reduce. Mecharsein biyacholat shel mechablim. It's not to reduce and nibble away at their ability. So, the Afol Gav the Tanet Tzaros Teregel, even though normally we're in regular, and when you mention Tzaros, and this Bryce is talking about a scenario of Tzaros of Chazir, Ashmin and Tzaros to Shame. This is really Tzaros to Shame. So, guys, come on. You guys are smart enough to know. What's the big Chiddush in Tosos? Not our little Chiddush about Regel. What's the big Chiddush in Tosos? There's something called Tzaros of Shame. That's going to blow my mind. What does that mean? Okay, give it time. We'll go through it slowly. But there's a sub-machlokus here. Because when a pig kicks with its beak, okay, that's Tzaros, it's a Shane of Regel. What about when a pig breaks with its beak, according to Tosos, it's a Shane, it's not Regel. What about Rashi? Is there a machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, whether pigs breaking with their beaks in order to get food, is it considered Shein or Regel? Does Rashi call it Regel, even though pig is growing like this, breaking things, that's not Regel, that's not normal walking, that's an action. Pig wants food, pig smells food, pig digs and breaks to find food. You call that Regel, Rashi? I'm not talking about the throwing. Pig throw, that throw, so it's some separate case. What about pig, you know, rifling through garbage dumps for food, breaking things while it rifles through the garbage. Would you call that Regel? Seems like Rashi would. Tosfos does it. Man, if you call that Regel, that is a premeditated action. You can't call that part of walking, stomping. That's like a nachash biting. So if you ask someone stops you on the street and say, give me the two most extreme cases of Regel, you say nachash are going to Tosfos and chazir nover ba'ashba going to the Pashli Gemar. Every other case you can finesse. Okay, it's walking, it's part of walking, this, that, and the other, it's Karen. But if you're willing to call a nachash biting regal, or a chazir nover be'ashba without throwing things, but breaking, you're willing to call that regal? As far as I'm concerned, your regal is anything that's orchet without hana. Because these are premeditated, autonomous actions, unrelated to gait, unrelated to walking. You're calling that regal? Come on. Has to be regal. Okay? Now let's probe this question through a different lens. Appendages. So I'm going to skip what I gave in the Rambam. Let's hold off on that right now. Maybe it's a little too subtle. Maybe I'll get back to it when we talk about Tzaros. Maybe. But let's focus on the Ravid. Okay. Where does the Ravid come from? In our Mishnah, what's that third round? Let's read that third round again about chicken. So there's one Chiddush, at least of Rebbeinu Tam, that chickens are regular. So you may not have thought that. But then there's this, the end of the Brice is clearly giving us a chiddush. So let's read the end of the Mishnah. Tarnagolim. Muadim lahaloch kidarkin v'lashat. Okay, regular Tarnagol is regal. According to Beinu Tam, there's a chiddush here. Okay. Haya delil kashur biraglav. Let's say there was a, according to our girsa, it's delil, but Rashi had a girsa of deli. Okay. What's a deli? What's a delil? Right, a delil is a bucket. A delil is a what? String. String. So our gear says a string. So if a string gets caught into the chicken's leg, it's okay, so it's caught in the chicken's leg. At that point, the string becomes like a saddle or like a weight. We already know that weights and appendages, so this becomes a non-standard appendage. Most animals, when you buy them, you put a saddle, you put it. Okay, so most chickens don't have strings, but. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if the string gets thrown, that's the scenario of the Mishnah, as we'll see later, where the string gets caught in the chicken's paws, not paws, but talons, whatever, well, fingers, chicken's fingers, and then it throws it. Oh, when it throws it, what's that called? Throwing? Tzaros, that's why the Mishnah says chatzi nesek. But only if it throws it. But if the animal were to drag the string and damage, we'd call that normal regular. Okay. No big chiddush here. Big chiddush starts in the Ravid. Again, we have the same Noam question. The Ravid says, yes, yeah, a question. We'll talk about the wagon and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, the next day. But he asks the following question. Okay, maybe I should at least reference it now. If an animal drags a wagon and the wagon breaks, Kalim, that's Nezek Shalim, regular. Because the wagon is like an extension and appendage of the animal. Animals walk with wagons. So why is a wagon-drawn driven damage nezek shel im regel, and this string damage is not? And the Ravid reads the Mishnah, we're going to get back to this Ravid, that the chatzi nezek is not just where it throws the string, but even if it drags the string. So why is chicken dragging strings chatzi nezek, and animals dragging wagons over kelim nezek shalim? Most Rishonim disagree with the Ravid. Most Rishonim say the only chatzi nezek scenario is if a chicken throws the string. If a chicken would drag the string, it would be like a wagon. The Ravid says, no, no, no. So the Ravid says, V'kashilecha, Maishna, line number 4, Mi'egla, Agala, Moshechas, Bekara, Midli, Kashur, Beragli, Hatarnagol. Notice the Ravid's gear says a bucket, not a string. Not the lil, but a dli. So the Ravid says, Lokasha. Hasam lav orche. Hacha orche. Animals dragging wagons, that's normal. Chickens dragging buckets, because his gear says buckets, dli is not orche. Umas nisan yoni. The chatzi nezek in the Mishnah, lami shouldn't tsraros. It's not tsraros chatzi nezek. The chiva and the kashur beraglo kegufo dami. Things attached to the animal are keguf. So why do you pay chatzi nezek if not for tsraros? Elamishim de mishunahu. Now, here the Ravid says that appendages that are unorthodox, non-standard appendages, are not regal. They're not orche, and he calls them mishuna. Wagons are orche, regular regal. Buckets are lav orche slash mishuna. Now, the way to avoid this question in the Ravid is that the Ravid believes that animals dragging buckets are mishuna, and therefore we'd call them keri. But that would presume there has to be kavan al hazik. Doesn't seem like there's kavan al hazik. Is the Ravid telling us that animals, chickens dragging buckets are not regal because they're keren? Or is the Ravid saying it can't be regel, and therefore they're caring? No. Once you know something is regel. So we're going to go back to this Ravid when we learn Tsraros a little bit, because this is going to be a crucial Ravid for Tsraros. But again, if regel is orche, then anything that's not Karen will be regel as long as it doesn't have hana. But if regel is just normal walking damage, you may have to only apply regel to normal appendages, not to appendages that are irregular to the animal, because that's not part of normal chicken walk, is to have barrels or buckets being drawn by the chicken. Okay, we'll get back to this, how you get to chatzi nezek and the Ravid if you don't go through keren and tsraros. But this Ravid starts to make us think that not all appendages will be regular. If you hold that regular is just orche, well, it's normal for an animal to walk, and now the things get caught in the animal, whether they are boats or buckets or strings. It's normal for an animal to walk, and this thing got caught in its leg, so it's now normal regal. But if regal is limited only to normal walking, no actions, can we limit the types of appendages that we call regal? This may be the Ravid's concern about a bucket being attached to a chicken, since it's not normal for buckets to be attached to chickens as opposed to saddles and bits. We can't call that regal. Okay. Final question we'll talk about today, and then we'll release you for a Tsraros conversation. Let's look at the Gemara Chavav and Aleph. We'll read it two ways, and this will summarize our regal conversation. Mr. Shem, I'll give you the table when we get to it. We'll do a little Chazara today also, a couple minutes. Ibai lu Chavav and Aleph. Regal shedarsal gabi tinok. Again, hard images, given what we've been through the last month. But an animal's regal stomps upon a baby, and it kills the baby. As opposed to an animal goring an adult, here's regular animal walking by and kills a baby. Mau, shetashalim kofer. Again, chazar nizek, because regular shuzram is pater, mau tashalim kofer. Mi amrita mi davia keren, what's the difference if Karen pays and regal pays? Karen kivin davdi trait lessons in orchehu mishalim kofer. Karen more pays kofer, hachinam miloshna, so regal should pay kofer. Al dilma, Karen kavanosal hazik, hai in kavanosal hazik. Is there kofar payment for regal? What's the question? Can someone articulate the question unrelated to today's year? Why would you think there shouldn't be? Well, you already gave it away, right? Simple pshat, should be kofar by Karen, by Regal. What difference does it make? Karen Mu'ur pays kofar, so Regal is more than Chalasa, should pay kofar. So we have to give a svar why there shouldn't be. So what would your svar be why there shouldn't be? The simplest svar be is? No, that's today's svar. But without getting into today's complication, find a different axis for this question. Maybe kofar is limited to? Or, say, better Karen. Maybe kofar is a Karen alof. Based on Kavanos Lahazik. Who read it that way? Anyone see? It's the way the Rush reads. Kofar is written by Karen. Maybe it doesn't apply to Regal and Shane. Now, what's the Svara, dear? Why it's Karen? Okay, that. But throw it away. Push it aside. It's not indicative of any Regal idiosyncrasies. It's a Karen idiosyncrasy. It's something about Karen, obviously, Kavanos Lahazik, Super Maisonezik, whatever. If it's some form of Ritzicha, then maybe you need Kavanos Lahazik in order to find. That's a Kofar question. It's a partial Ritzicha, Gavi, you deserve to die, Kofar, you're like a partial Ritzach, and you're a partial Ritzach, it's like some murder, manslaughter. But if that were true, then what should the Gemara's question be? Why is that not the way to read the Gemara? What case does the Gemara pose? A non-Karen potential Kofar? Regal, why don't you talk about Shane? Why don't you talk about an animal eating a baby? Why is the non-Karen Kofar scenario, Azaria, portrayed as Regal, if it's a Karen question? They should say, boy, Lou, Regal Shadar Sagabi Tinok, Behemashach Tinok, Mao. Me'amrina, Mikaren Udika Kofar, Below Shah Mila Deshar, Dilma Bechal Mila Deshar, that's the way I'd write the Gemara, if that's the way to read the Gemara, according to the Rush. The fact that the Gemara's conceptualization is about Regal makes me think that the Gemara is honing in not on whether we can stretch Kofar outside of Karen, but whether we can apply it to Regal. Who knows what Shane is? Now, Zev, if I ask myself, why is Regal exceptional? Why could it not be by Regal? Because Regal may not have enough of a mice. If Regal is just regular walking, we really shrink Regal, and Nachash isn't Regal, and Chazir Novabashma isn't Regal. Regal is just normal walking, and normal passage, and normal, regular non-actions. Is that enough, Gavi, of a murder to generate Kofar? The question is really Regal. Now, certainly the language of the Gemara makes it sound like the Rush, because the language of the Gemara analyzes the scope of Kofar, not the nature of Regal. It says, is Kofar only by Karen or even by Regal? Because Karen has Kavanos Lahazik. So it sounds like the analysis is Kofar based. What do I need for Kofar? But these languages are very, very vague, and it could be, no, the question is Regal. Karen Kavanos Lahazik, and Regal is similar to Kavanos. Karen is not Kavanos, but it's a Maisa. Or no, maybe Regal is so inactive and so passive that it can't even enter the realm of Kofar conversation. Again, the Rush learns the first way, that it's a shore question, it's a cover question. But maybe this is a reflection of Regal being so subconscious and natural, routine, that you really can't call it a hezek to generate a chiyuv kofar. Okay? Tam v'nishlam, our short little sugi of Regal. Okay, as you can tell, there's really no big machlokas rishonim here. It's just if you line up enough cases, you start to say, hey, this question keeps repeating itself. How much can I fit into Regal? Pizza Salva Vachintanim, by Nachash, by Karen, by Kishkish Bizdava Kishkish Yisera. It appears by Chazer Novar Bashba. It appears by Drisa. There's enough evidence here that this is obviously on the minds of our Tanaim and Amarayim. We just don't have enough information to know what they held. But we may get this information through reverse engineering. Because now we're going to move to Tzraros. Tzraros seems to be, don't be fooled, but it seems to be until it's proven otherwise, normal Regal damage, but indirect. What is indirect? Not with the body or its appendages, but with wind, thrown projectiles, loud noises, sound waves. And since it's not a direct damage, we don't say, unlike by human beings when we say kocho kegufo, by animals we don't say kocho kegufo. Okay, so that means you wouldn't be chayef. How do we hit this middle stage? When we don't say kocho kegufo, and it's not regular Regal, or Shane, if we see, but you would be chayiv chatzin nezek. Okay, the answer is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But what did Hashem tell Moshe Mitzrayim? What can we learn from that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? What can we learn about Rega? What can we learn about Tashlum? What can we learn about Kocho? How do you hit this middle stage of chatzin nezek? On the one hand, I remember this is where Papa's famous Toldah Seim Lav Kiyotzeb, and this was the Toldah that he was referring to. Yeshvim Kiyotzeb, Yeshvim Lav Kiyotzeb. How do you reach that? We're going to take a long, long time. So what we're going to do is we're going to have 5 or 6 or 7 shirim. And each year we're going to deal micro, this particular aspect of the segment. At some point, I'll have enough nuggets of information, I'll start to group together and cluster together ideas. Oh, This is why it serves. This is why it serves. Okay? The first year is going to talk about a classic, classic tool of oneness. I said this all the time, but this is, it hits you in the face. It's called unnatural associations. Benji, since you just joined the shir, so I'll use you as an example. If I say Benji is like Asher, okay, and two boys, South Africa, sitting in the back of the shir. Obviously differences, but that's the straw. If I say Benji is like an oak tree, whatever, so you have to find the common denominator between two things that are totally different. You're strong, you provide shade, whatever. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, again, just as like, again, if you're not a lamdan, this thing mystifies you. If you're a lamdan, it makes perfect sense. Let's read the line together. You're Zayin at base. The Gemara tries to give a yardstick for what is kocho and pays nezek shalim. What is gufo pays nezek shalim? What is kocho? It says, you know what the yardstick for tzaras is? Dine nida. If a zava sits on something, even if she doesn't come into contact, she sits on 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress becomes tummy because her guf applied pressure to the bottom mattress. But if she pulls something, she's not metame behesed, unless she pulls it as an appendage of her body. Amar Rava, seventh line, after it gets wide, kol shebezav tameh b'nezikin mishal nezik shalim. Kol shebezav tar b'nezikin mishal chasi nezik. Wow. Go learn Zav. And the dinim of Zav will be your yardstick to measure what is Nezek Shalim and what is Tzaras. Any scenario in which the Zav would be Metame, that's Gufo and Nezek Shalim. Any scenario in which the Zav, good luck. Okay, so I'll give you some background on Zav, but this is our first stop, and right, what does Zav have to do with Tzaras? This is Chazal's way for measuring body versus projectile. Body damages, nezek shalim. Projectiles, chatzi nezek. Body contact, either contact or pressure, tumba. Secondary contact, not metame. If you know shas, this is obvious, right? Because, you know, the common denominator between bavakam and zav is body or non-bodily, non-direct, right? Obvious. This is classic lamdas. We take the common denominator, it's not obvious in two cases, and you bridge the two sigas. Just like if I told you, right? I'll give you an example. Where in shas do we need to define what halachic act of ksiv is? You won't give me three cases. What is halacha? Right, this way, that way. What do I have to say? Study. What? Gittin. Shabbos. Stam. Okay. Tzitzis people. Where else do I have to think about kshir? What is the kasha? Shabbos. Menachos. But the kosher lulav tzarach haged. So all of a sudden, once I know that sigurs don't have to be exactly identical to share a common DNA, I just look for the common denominator. Kesher, Ksiva, whatever. Here is a common denominator that Baba Kama has with Dine Zava, bodily or indirect. This is where we're going to start. I'll give you Makaros, but now we're starting, and this will take us all the way to Yutes Amidbeis, till the tail swinging. The tail swinging is already no longer in Tzaras, and then we'll hit Rosh Hashanah. So now we're in the heart and soul of Baba Kama, in the enchanted forest of Baba Kama. Tzaras, Rosh Hashanah, Eish. Now we're right in the heart of Chaf Bey. So the next Mitzvah Hashem, we've arrived. No more pitter-pattering around the periphery. Right now, Yud Zayin through Chaf Tes Lamed. This is the 13-14 blot at the heart of Baba Kama. Good luck to us. Let's just have a few minutes of review. I feel like we're pushing, kicking the can down the road, and if we don't get